From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Leaders of the U.S., Britain, and France today accused Iran of secretly developing a facility that could provide the material for a nuclear bomb. They called for an immediate investigation by international inspectors and said Iran must come clean about its nuclear program or face a fresh round of sanctions. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Administration officials say the underground nuclear facility has been in the works in Iran for several years and that U.S. intelligence has known about it for some time. But President Obama says Iran's government tried to keep the existence of the heavily disguised facility a secret until this week when it finally notified the International Atomic Energy Agency.
As the international community knows, this is not the first time that Iran has concealed information about its nuclear program. Iran has a right to peaceful nuclear power that meets the energy needs of its people. But the size and configuration of this facility is inconsistent with a peaceful program.
Administration officials say once finished, the complex would have housed some 3,000 centrifuges, too small for making commercial quantities of nuclear power plant fuel, but big enough to supply one or two nuclear bombs a year once it was up and running. Mr. Obama was joined in denouncing the clandestine program today by British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Brown said the international community now has no choice but to draw a line in the sand against Iran.
The level of deception by the Iranian government and the scale of what we believe is the breach of international commitments will shock and anger the whole international community, and it will harden our resolve.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad countered with his own news conference today. He insisted Iran had no obligation to disclose the enrichment facility until now because, he said, it's still 18 months from being operational. News of the secret enrichment facility comes just 1 week before Iran is scheduled to hold nuclear negotiations with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany, which has been a major contractor on some of Iran's projects. Mr. Obama said Iran must be prepared to cooperate fully at that meeting, or else face the consequences.
Through this dialogue, we are committed to demonstrating that international law is not an empty promise, that obligations must be kept, and that treaties will be enforced.
The administration has also been urging Russia and China to bring pressure to bear, and both countries chimed in today with calls for an international investigation. At a news conference late this afternoon, Mr. Obama said Iran is facing an unusually united front.
That kind of solidarity is not typical. Anybody who's been following responses to Iran would have been doubtful just a few months ago that that kind of rapid response was possible. So I think Iran is on notice that when we meet with them on October 1st, they are going to have to come clean, and they are going to have to make a choice.
Added one administration official, the ball is in their court. Scott Horsley, NPR News, at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh.